that fade out.
Welcome back to season 4, episode 5 of the Grand Cast. Here this evening with Garrett Elzinga. Thanks so much for being here tonight, Garrett.
Thanks for still having me.
A lot of fun so far, and it's about to get even more fun with a series of mini games, mini segments. Starting out with a segment called Let's Play Listicle Generation. Now, this is a series that's running all season long. Last season, we deconstructed a list of 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedic performers to arrive at one single winner. This season, we are constructing a list.
Oh, okay.
So what you're going to do is go through the items that are on the list so far, choose one to eliminate, and then add two of your own. So if you want to start with the movie list, just mention what ones are on there so far and what you think of them, and then
all right,
go from there.
So we have the game is Listicle Generation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 13 comedy movies in the listing. So we have on here Eurotrip, Dumb and Dumber, right? That kind of looks like it's not crossed out. Don't Think
Dumb
Twice.
Dumb and Dumber is crossed out.
It is crossed
out. On my
out.
List.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'm sorry. Here, I'll cross
there
it out.
There might
more.
Be... What? Is it not...
Well,
thoroughly?
It's like... God, I'm so sorry.
That's
well,
right.
It's crossed out once for the number 3, but then Grandma's Boy is crossed out, and then someone wrote Dumb and Dumber over it, but it looks like they wrote it twice.
Oh, they just put it in the wrong spot, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so not Dumb and Dumber. Don't Think Twice, Pineapple Express, Airplane, Caddyshack, Uncle Buck. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. I cross out one and I put on two.
Yeah. Maybe just say what you think about each film before you...
Okay.
Like your thought process and why.
Eurotrip is it's a good movie. It's a classic for that college... era kind of thing. Grandma's Boy is crossed out, which is a bummer because I really love that movie.
You can add it back.
I could. I think I have a couple in mind. Uncle Buck, I've never seen it.
It's a classic John Candy.
Yeah. Caddyshack is just one of the best of all time. Don't Think Twice, improv movie made by Mike Birbiglia. I really like that one. I've never done improv, but I could still relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple Express, I remember laughing a lot when I saw that in the theater. I'm not a big stoner. I'm not a stoner at all. I don't smoke weed. I get very paranoid. But I used to smoke weed at the time that I saw it, and I loved it. And Airplane, that's a good one too, because that's that slapsticky, funny comedy. I don't know. I think I'm going to ruin someone's life and cross out Pineapple Express because I'm afraid to watch it again. I don't know if I'll like it the next time around. So I'm going to cross that out right there, and I'm going to add...
To the right, to like the to right, the next column over, the one that you want to replace
under
it.
Caddyshack, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to replace it with another John Candy movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Ooh.
That is one of the funniest films I've ever seen.
Steve Martin. Those aren't pillows.
God, it's so... He sells fucking shower curtain rings. It's so funny. Okay. Very, very exciting as I'm just writing. This is great. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That one scene. That movie's rated R.
I don't know.
For the one scene where Steve Martin says fuck easily, I think it's like 35 times. So Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that is one, and then I put another one on, right?
Yep.
And do I put that in the same
in the seven spot?
In the next one.
Nope. Second. Seven.
Oh, in the seven spot.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm here. I see now.
Yep. So we'll eventually end up... I'm not sure if it's with 12, 13, or 14 items because that math is too complicated for me
okay.
at the moment.
And number seven, I'm going to put in Young Frankenstein.
Ooh, classic Mel Brooks.
I just watched it again around Halloween because my girlfriend had never seen it. And Young Frankenstein loved it. And we laughed. Neither of us have asses anymore. We laughed him off so much. Oh, God. That was such a... Come on, guys. All right. Young Frankenstein. That's one of the best.
Are you a fan of Mel Brooks' other films?
I need to watch them because Young Frankenstein, I think, is his opus. I think that's his best one. Spaceballs, obviously. I haven't seen it. Blazing Saddles, I have seen it. I don't really remember it. But Young Frankenstein, there's just something about it. It's black and white. It uses the same sets from Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just so good. And I love the whole Frankenstein lore as well.
Yeah.
I still need to read the Mary Shelley book. Oh, we did a double sip. That was great. Yep.
Dead air. Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt.
All right. On to the next one?
Sure. 13 television shows.
Okay. So we have Rick and Morty, IASIP.
What's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Gotcha. All right. I don't know. Community, The Office, the U.S. version, Broad City, Arrested Development. These are good. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to cross off The Office because, well, I can talk about, well, I already gave it away. I'm going to cross off The Office because it went on for so long and I didn't even finish watching.
Oh,
up until, I think, season 7 is when I finished.
I'm so close to the end.
I stopped, or maybe it was 6. I think I stopped watching before Michael Scott left. Spoiler for everybody.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I mean, it got to a point where it was just the same thing over and over again. And certain characters were doing things that they wouldn't have been doing.
Huh.
Didn't Andy, Ed Helms' character, have like a anger management issues or something like that?
I think so.
But it wasn't revealed until later, or he had them and then he became the boss or something like that.
Huh.
It's a very weird storyline, but it's kind of that thing where they're written in that way to have something else happen. So I don't know. I didn't finish watching it, so I kind of am a hypocrite, but I'm gonna cross that one off because I think I might have something better.
All right. What do you have?
I don't. I need to think about this. I just crossed it up. God, what are some funny TV shows? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. God, that's so good, though. That's a show that's been running for so long that is it just as consistent. I think it is. I think it's every season makes me laugh very hard.
Yeah. I think there's definitely episodes in each season that make me laugh very hard. And the last, I would say, 2 or 3 seasons have been really on point.
Yeah, they have.
For a while, it got a little shaky.
5 and 6, yeah. And maybe 7-2. But like 8, 9, 10, what are they on right now? 12 is going to be the next one?
Yeah, I think so.
It's real good. I hope that one, or Rick and Morty as well. Arrested Development, obviously. And people gave it shit for the 4th season, which I loved. I thought the 4th season was great. It was a great idea you have to go back and watch it twice to actually make sense of it. And why not do that? People are always into this binge watching thing where it's just like, well, I'm going to watch it once and be done with it. And I have my opinion. No, some things you need to visit over and over again. And this is an example of something that you should visit as many times as possible. I had it in my head and I started talking more and I lost it. I know what it is. Nathan For You. Have you watched Nathan For You?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
What is that about?
That is about...
is it the number 4 in the letter U?
No. It's it's all spelled out, but you can do whatever you want.
Oh, so it's not like a millennial show?
No, it's this guy named Nathan Fielder, I believe his last name is. But he goes around and makes like a proposition of something to do. And he interviews people, and it's just the most uncomfortable thing you've ever seen, because it's almost like a Daily Show segment where they interview people and they expand it into like a half hour show. Mm-hmm. And like the first episode is where he goes into an ice cream shop and then says to the guy that he needs to start making a poop flavored ice cream.
Oh, geez.
So that he could bring more people into the restaurant, because it's a novelty idea. So then he starts asking people, would you eat poop-flavored ice cream? And then some people say yes just to try it, like that kind of shit. And it's wonderfully funny, but that's a really good show. Nathan, for you. And I'm putting this...
to the right of the one you crossed off.
Okay. Arrested Development is to the right of that one. So do I do it in the fourth column?
Two down next to the one that's crossed off, I guess.
Okay.
The whole structure of this game was poor, but one column over.
Gotcha.
Right here? I didn't do a very good design on this.
It's all right.
Yeah. I should have had horizontal lines on the paper also.
It's all right. It's only your fourth season. It's okay. All right. I'm writing this down and talking still.
Thank you.
And also thinking about another show. What other comedies do I watch? Life finds a way. It's the best thing about Jeff Goldblum. There's never dead air with him. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of classic. I mean, Animaniacs was great. Maybe that. I'm going to write Animaniacs. There we go.
All right.
That's a classic.
That's in the seven spot?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know how to spell it, so it's probably wrong. Steven Spielberg produced it. It is filled with references that children won't get, but adults will, and it still entertains children. I love shows like that. I love movies like that. I think it's great.
Multi-leveled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Animaniacs. Hello, nurse! Okay. And then on to comedic performers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at this list, and yeah. Oh my god,
a lot has changed in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it had past 3 days. This is insane. We have Seth Rogen, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Jim Carrey, Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle. I wonder who I'm going to cross off. Yeah, I'm definitely going to cross off Louis, because of all the things that have happened lately, we all know about. Just Google his name, and I'm sure that the next search question or search word that will pop up is the one that all you need to know. So it's crossed off Louis. Who should I add? 13 comedic performers. So, you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok.
Correct.
Chris Hemsworth plays Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to put him on the list, but it's making me think. He crushed it. He was so funny. Like, you know how Loki... Well, I mean, you don't even... Why am I talking about this?
I've seen them all.
Oh, okay. Well, Loki is usually the funny one, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like, Thor is hilarious in it. Chris Hemsworth really crushes it. And most of the movie was improvised, which was great.
What?
Yeah, it's like 75% improvised, like the lines and dialogue. Huh. Yeah, it's great. Huh. It's really, really, it's the funniest Marvel movie, bar none. I'm going to write Will Ferrell.
All right.
Because he still makes me laugh. I just really like him. I saw The House. Did you see The House with Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell?
They run a casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone tore that movie to shreds. Did you see it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I laughed.
It wasn't bad, right?
No.
I knew, like, everyone that was in it, I got really excited when they came up in the movie. I was just like, oh my god, hilarious. Rory Scovel's in this, who, interestingly enough, that was my other choice.
Ah.
Putting Rory Scovel on the list. Number 7, Rory Scovel. But, yeah, both just fantastic in that movie. Because, like, everyone was so outlandish and goofy. And you know this couldn't happen. But I always like those ideas where someone needs money. Here's a scam. How do we get it? I hope it all works out for everybody. And it's an easy idea, but it's a comedy. So what you need is an easy idea and good execution. And I think they did. I like that movie. But yeah, I think Will Ferrell's still consistently funny. I don't know about Daddy's Home 2.
Oh, boy.
But
I didn't even know there was a first one until I saw a trailer for the second one. And then yeah. I went and watched the first one.
I heard it's not good.
Yeah.
This was my girlfriend went and saw it. I brought her up a lot. Her name's Jackie Marpa. She's a comic in Lansing. When she saw it in the theater, and when I saw The House in the theater, I hate when I go to a movie and it's actually funny and no one's laughing. Like when I saw Thor, everyone's saying that this is amazing and great and funny, and I'm laughing my ass off again. I don't know how I got my ass back and then laughed it off again. But we're watching it, and it's just, I'm laughing constantly, and no one else is. The rest of the theater is just.
There we go. There's only four buttons.
I think I used all four.
Yep.
Wow, that one goes for a while, too.
Yeah. They are
vigorous. So, yeah. This is the list. This is the new list. I think I added some good ones.
You did.
All right.
That was Listicle Generation.
Yay.
Thank you for playing.
I should have just done that during the intermission.
Hindsight is something. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics.
Okay.
So I have here some song lyrics. If you wouldn't mind, please reading them to me in the style of spoken word poetry.
Okay. We're talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love. Okay? Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. I'll be gone in a day or two. So, I'm just realizing how bad the lyrics of the song is. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends. I'll be stumbling away, slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. I'll be gone in a day. Or two. Oh, the things that you say, is it live or just to play my worries away? I forgot how to read for a second. You're all the things I've got to remember. You're shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. I'll be gone in a day. I'll be gone. Take on me in a day.
Thank you.
I hope someone goes through and like takes all that and just like, this guy doesn't know how to sing. Edits it together. In 30 years, we'll hear accusations of how I raped everyone's ears with that awful, awful rendition.
This next segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos. So I would like to know some duos of things. If you're going to be stranded on a deserted island with no chance of escape, and you could bring duos of things with you, which two books would you bring?
Oh, the Bible? Kidding.
It's a thick one.
It is.
There's a lot of stories in there.
Maybe I would, because it's like kind of the origin of a lot of things. The Bible and the Quran, just so I can compare them. Yeah, that's fine.
Two music CDs, assuming that they just play at any time.
Oh, okay.
You don't need anything extra to listen to them.
Benji Free, has an album. It's called Come Back to the Five and Dime, Bobby D, Bobby D. I would bring that one, and I would bring Led Zeppelin 3.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
Mike Logan and God, who else? Probably Nolan Graf. I think that'd be fun.
An infinite supply of any two beverages.
Tangerine LaCroix.
Mm.
And Jim Beam bourbon. Because you put them together and then that's the best drink in the world.
Interesting.
You can't. It cuts it so well. You can't even taste it.
An infinite supply of any two food items.
Oh, God. Mm. Romaine lettuce and pizza. No. Those don't mix.
Well, you get...
You don't have to mix it. Well, you get the healthy and the
fiber.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I do
all that cheese.
I would do pineapple, bacon, barbecue sauce, pizza. I like that. That the citrus type of the sweet pizza,
salty, savory,
salty, savory, sweet pizza.
It's all the corners of the triforce of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Two board games.
Oh, I'm with Logan and Nolan.
Yes.
Okay. Clue and Candyland.
Pretty lighthearted.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Murder and then, you know, child fantasy.
Two movies, assuming you can just watch them, whatever.
Network and Baby Driver.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Network regularly, or is that just something
I try and watch it every year. I love that. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore. Yeah.
It's on my list. I think I have it in my to watch pile right.
It is so good. Here. It is one of the best films of all time. It's my favorite movie of all time.
Huh.
No, you know what? I'm gonna change it. I wouldn't take Baby Driver, I'd take Noises Off. Have you seen Noises Off?
No, what is that?
Great. It's so it was originally a play, Broadway play. And Peter Bogdanovich adapted it into a film, directed it. Michael Caine is in it. Denholm Elliott, John Ritter, Christopher Reeve, Carol Burnett, Mary Lou Henner, Nicolette Sheridan. It's just in a phenomenal cast. And it's all about these actors who are hired and they are just terrible with this play. And this play is shit. It's just so bad. But the whole movie is broken down into three acts, just like the play is. So the first act of the movie is like them at dress rehearsal. And then the second act is them performing at, like they've been doing it for a little while. And then it's falling to shit, but it's from the back stage. So you see all the antics that are happening. And then the third act is from the front again, watching them just fail miserably. And change this whole play. But it's wonderfully done. It's very funny. But that one makes me laugh every time I watch it. It's one of those classic, timeless ones.
Nice. Two television shows.
Rick and Morty. And Arrested Development.
A lot of rewatchability in those.
Oh, yeah. Both of them.
So many details. They all kind of interlock.
Mm-hmm.
Two musical instruments.
Guitar and drums.
Two video games.
GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64 and Super Mario World for SNES.
Ah. That was a good one.
I beat it. And I've never felt better. Because you have to, like, the way that you beat that game is you have to go through each level that's red, and then there's a bonus level. So you have to beat The regular level takes you somewhere, and then you beat the bonus level, and then you get Star World, and God, the game is great.
You played all the other Marios?
No, I played 1, 2, 3, Super Mario World, and that's pretty much it. There's something that's like the Lost Levels or something, isn't there?
Lost Levels was originally released in Japan.
Yeah.
And then we got Super Mario World 2, yeah, which was a re-skinned Doki Doki challenge.
Yeah. I saw like a video about that.
Yeah, and then
really fascinating.
Super Mario All-Stars for the SNES, they also included the original Lost Levels,
yep,
which are incredibly difficult.
That's how I knew about it, because I played that and I never played the Lost Levels.
You never played Mario 64?
Mm-mm. Oh, I did. I did, but I could never do anything with it. I was so terrible at it.
Oh. So you prefer the 2D?
Yeah.
There's some interesting parts in the new Mario Odyssey where it goes from 3D to 2D, and it's like the old style.
I bet that's awesome.
Really cool. Have you seen Mario Maker at all?
Mm-mm.
You'd probably love that. It's okay. All 2D. People make their own levels, and you can do them in the style of any Mario game.
That's so cool.
Up to SNES. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some people are extremely creative with their level creation.
The most I could do was do Line Rider. You remember that back in the day?
No.
There's a website you can go to, linerider.com, I think, uh-huh, and then you kind of just make a line. There's a guy on a bobsled, I think, or some sort of sled, and he rides the line until, you know, he can't anymore.
Huh. Two phone apps, assuming they just work.
Instagram, so I can tell people that I'm stranded in pictures. Look at this wonderful coconut. P.S. Send help. And then Disney Emoji Blitz. That's the game that I've been playing on my phone constantly.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like Bejeweled, where you put three in a row and then the,
yep,
you know,
match three.
God, so
it's a
fun.
Classic style.
And it's so cute too, because it's all these Disney characters and their emojis. I'm a nerd.
Bright colors and probably positive, like, sound effects whenever, mm-hmm, you line stuff up.
Yeah, I just got Kylo Ren. Are you kidding me? They had like a super Star Wars special thing going on.
Ooh. Yeah, a new Star Wars movie next month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for that?
I am.
The Last Jedi, episode 8?
8.
8.
I'm not even a big Star Wars guy, but I still love the movies.
They've been really well done.
Yeah, they are.
I was a bit apprehensive when Disney bought the franchise that they would kind of soften it. But, mm-hmm, I think they've done a pretty good job of sticking true to the source material.
Yeah, it's the same type of voice and feel, I think.
Finally, seeds for two types of plants.
Well, if I'm stranded, I'm definitely going to be smoking pot, so definitely pot seed. What is it? Hemp seeds? What is it? What grows pot?
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Would you go for more of an indica or more of a sativa?
What, the one that makes you not paranoid and freak out.
Indica is like, I've always heard it as
mellow?
In the couch. Like,
oh, okay.
You just want to sit there and zone out.
Indica, for sure.
And the sativa is more of like the stimulating, like...
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
And then wheat, so I can make beer.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
And that was Deserted Duos.
Yay!
Next game is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions or gits from the audience for their scenes. And I'm pretty much out of ideas, so I would like yours, please.
Okay.
So as if you were a member of the audience of an improv show, if you could please give me a location.
Fire station.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dr. Grin's.
Oh, a cardboard box of a homeless man.
An occupation.
Dentist.
A word, any word.
Fuck.
The last thing you bought on Amazon.com.
Baby Driver jacket. Oh, you weren't done.
The internet superstore. If I don't deliver all the copy, I don't get the sponsor money.
Baby Driver jacket.
Like a driving jacket for a baby?
No, the movie Baby Driver jacket. Like the I got the jacket from the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was his jacket like?
Awesome.
I always...
It's like a bomber jacket.
Okay. Huh. I immediately went to the Silver Scorpion jacket from the movie Driver.
Oh, no. It's kind of... It's not like that. It's more of like a plain type of thing. But it's like... It's black down the center. And then the sleeves are like a beige color, like tan.
Okay.
And then the back is black. It's great. It's great. It's terrific. It's great.
It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
You know jackets? Last thing you bought on eBay, the internet's dollar store in Nostalgia Emporium.
Oh, God. A video game. I think it was like Mortal Kombat. I think I've got a Mortal Kombat video game on there.
Which system?
PlayStation 2. I'm lame.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was the best.
And it plays DVDs. That was a big deal at the time.
I have a PS3 and it plays Blu-ray, and I would not really have it any other way. It's great.
Yeah, I think that's probably 80% of what I use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Blu-rays are streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Not video games so much these days. A television show.
Dexter.
An emotion.
Piss drunk angry.
You meant Dexter like the murder show, not Dexter's Laboratory?
Yeah.
Okay. An emoji.
Duty.
A meme.
A grumpy cat.
That's a good one. A magazine.
Highlights.
A musical instrument.
Djembe.
A what?
A djembe? I think it's a drum, right?
I don't know.
Oh, it sounds weird.
Huh.
I'll look it up. It might not be. I feel like I'm mispronouncing it. Oh, God. Now I'm going to sound so stupid if it's not a real thing. I know it's a real thing. Okay. There we go. Djembe drum. Yeah, there it is. Boom, 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 boom. A djembe or djembe. I think the D is silent. Djembe. A djembe is a rope-tuned, skin-covered goblet drum played with bare hands originally from West Africa.
Oh, I've seen those. I didn't know what the name was.
Djembe.
Djembe.
The D is silent.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
Two quarters.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
Lamp, chair, and table.
Did you mean the coin quarter?
Hmm?
When you said two quarters? Like
yeah.
Two
coins.
25-cent piece coins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just wanted to clarify for my own reference. Something that you might get into an argument over.
Politics.
That's a good one.
It's a true one.
Yeah. People get emotional about it. I don't know why. It's only the fate of our species.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the balance.
Okay, everyone has a problem. I don't understand. You're just a bunch of pussies. Okay? It's great. It's terrific. It's tremendous.
Something that you are always excited to see.
My wiener.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Transatlantic Travel.
Hmm. Are you a steamboat man?
No, I just... It's the first words that came to my head.
I can't help but laugh.
No, hold on. Transatlantic travel ban.
Ooh.
There we go.
Make people take the long way around.
Yep.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
God damn it. Jesus. Legit. I love Jesus jokes.
You have a favorite?
Not offhand. There's so many of them. Maybe the one about it's the Bill Hicks joke about people wearing crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he's going to want to see a fucking cross? It's like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on. Just thinking of John, Jackie. We loved him. Yeah, that's my favorite Jesus joke.
That's a great one. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Fuck Charlize Theron.
That was improv scene suggestions.
So what's the bell mean when I said my wiener?
I just thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, are you keeping track of how many times I talk about my dick? That was me. That was me, everybody.
This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So to your left there, you've got a big notepad. Nope, up on top with the color pencils on top.
Oh, I see. Oh, yep. My God. Okay.
So each episode, I've had the guest go into the book and start drawing things. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That was the pencil sharpener, should you need it.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a couple pages that are already going, and you're welcome to add to those or to start your own or whatever you want to do.
I'll just draw poop on every page. I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
It's an option. There's no limitations.
Wow. I want to know who drew these because some of them look like children drew them.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to take pictures of the existing ones before... your additions.
Yeah, I won't add to anyone else's, I don't think. I think they're just so good. All right. Taking photographs, Get my fingers out of it.
No, it's all right. I'll probably never get around to publishing these.
Oh, you should. These are great. They should all be signed, and it says, you know, what grade they're in. Jesus Christ. This had to be Mike Logan. It's like it's a black guy because he is. And it's like an afro, but like with a fist in the back. Or no, is that a comb? I can't tell. Did you have seventh graders come in here and draw like some of these? All right.
And while you're drawing, we'll be talking about art.
Okay.
Just anything about art, really. Like how comedy is art, or art museums that you've been to, or...
Okay. I went to the Natural Museum of History, or the History of Natural...
Museum of Natural History?
Something like that.
In Chicago?
No, in New York.
Oh.
I don't know how it's... I don't know what it actually is. I never remember. Let's use red. We'll use red. And we'll use blue. I haven't drawn in a long time. It's going to look like... I'm only saying shit about everyone else's because mine's going to be even worse. Let's see here. What do I want to draw? All right, I'll draw two people, okay? I'm going to draw two people. Stick figures. Do you have any other questions?
What kind of art do you enjoy looking at and thinking about? Like, what art style makes you think the most? But you have to keep drawing.
I guess it's abstract art.
Is that something like Salvador Dali? Is that his style is abstract? Or is that just surreal? I'm not good with classifications.
I'm not sure.
For you, would that fall under abstract?
I don't know what his looks like. Like, I don't really look at art ever. God, I'm going to sound so uneducated. Like, if you see a painting, like, I don't know, M.C. Escher is a good example.
Mm.
I don't think of abstract, though, because he actually has a point. Abstract is like the, there's no real point to it. It's just kind of, it all looks random and, like, paint's thrown on a canvas. But it's not my favorite kind. It's just, I like the idea of thinking about what that person was thinking about.
Hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. This is so tough to draw and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm grabbing another colored pencil. Because I'm going to put hair on this guy. Or girl. I haven't decided yet.
As an art form, like, what are some of the things in comedy that you look for as, like, the hallmarks of the art?
I always look for confidence on stage. I like a comic that's confident. I also really like very well-written jokes. Like, I want confidence, but also not, like, physicality, I guess. I think they should be good jokes as well. Just funny, like what I find funny. I just want that.
Do you think having some things like callbacks or kind of like a very structured show are important for the art form?
I think, well, I mean, you know, every comic is different, and I like all different kinds of comedy. Like, if it's observational, like, I love Brian Regan, who you wouldn't look at him and go, oh, confident. You'd look at him and go, swagger, maybe. But it doesn't mean he's not confident. I guess swagger and confidence are different, right? Maybe, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
For you, which comedic artist is doing the most interesting experimentation right now?
Who is doing that? I don't know. Rory Scovel is a good example, because his latest special was just, he marketed it as, this guy does comedy for the first time, but if you knew him, you knew that that wasn't true. That was a very interesting, bold idea. And then the special as well, like, he, at one point, he just wears his jacket up past his past his belly and just wears it like that for, fuck, I don't know, 15 minutes, whatever it is. And it's just, like, it's so random and so weird, but funny. It's just funny. And he's confident in that whole thing of, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing this because whatever. But he's done that multiple times. Everything in the act. Like, people are like, yeah, he did that at Laugh Fest. It's like, it's the same thing, but it just seems new every time.
Mm.
Sorry, I stopped drawing.
You ever watch Bo Burnham's specials?
Yes, I have. I need to watch more of him. But I think he's funny. A lot of people give musical comedians shit for being musical. And it's like, but is it funny though?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not, I don't know. It's an art form. It's someone's art. Everything can be done differently, you know?
Yeah, I like it when there's something that doesn't fall into, like, a very tight definition of stand-up.
Yeah.
Did you watch Seinfeld's new special on Netflix?
I did not. I don't like Seinfeld.
Oh.
No. And I know some shit about him, too, but it's not my story to tell. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully that comes out. It probably won't, because it was, whatever. And do-do-do.
Was it in a car while getting coffee? His new special was kind of going back through his growth as a performer. So he went back through all his, like, written notes, all his old material, and kind of did a progression from the start of his career all the way up to...
Yeah, I think I heard about that, but I hadn't seen it. It's an interesting structure. A lot of it was early material, so it wasn't all roses. But mm-hmm. I thought it was worth watching.
I respect what he did, but I don't know. It's not my cup of tea anymore.
You watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Ah. Season 9 is going right now. New episode tonight. I'm excited for that.
You gonna watch it?
Oh, yeah.
What time's that at?
I don't know. I just watch it on the HBO Go or Now or whatever the streaming one is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes out sometime around now-ish. Larry David's hilarious.
He's great. He's super funny. He would do this thing where, back in the day, if the crowd wasn't laughing, he'd walk off stage. It's like, you did 2 minutes. What are you doing? And he's supposed to do more. Like, they sucked. And he'd just leave.
Huh.
But that's why he never did, you know, stand-up, really.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting a lot of invites back if you're just stopping. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I do. I was listening to Sword and Scale today.
Ooh, was that like a D&D podcast or?
No, it's a true crime murder podcast.
Oh.
I don't know, I really like those for some reason.
Huh. any comedic podcasts?
Yeah, well, last podcast on the left, I also listened to that, which is it's a true crime funny podcast. So it's these three comedians that talk about everything, and they're very funny. Yeah, there's also Time Suck with Dan Cummins, and what else? So I listen to.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan at all?
I've listened to certain episodes. It's usually it's like podcasts like that. If it's an interview based show, I'll just listen to someone that I like that's on it.
Hmm.
So.
You ever watch his stand up specials?
Yeah, I used to watch him a lot back in the day. Really liked him. I haven't really watched any specials lately.
Netflix is cranking them out.
I know, that's why. Because, you'll see that one's coming up, or you'll see that one got released. But I just don't have time to watch everybody else's. I'll watch it live, you know.
Mm. You prefer the live performance to
I think so. I like sitting in a chair and like being in the same room as someone rather than watching it. I guess, I don't know, just being around it so much has changed my viewpoint on it.
You know how the sausage is made?
Yeah.
Does that take away from the performances?
No, it doesn't take away from it at all, but it's more of like a preference. Like, I know I'm not going to see Bill Burr do the same thing that he did on his special, but I will see something that he's working on, you know, because he stopped into Grins a little while ago, and he did a set after he did the Fountain Street Church that was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Doo-doo-doo. Can you guys hear that? Can you hear the me coloring and shading and things?
Who's the of all the comedians that you've met locally, or I guess maybe not even locally, of all the professional comedians that you've met, who was, I guess I don't want to say the most fun, but like who was the most interesting that you got to spend some time with?
Beth Stelling was just here, and she was awesome. She was really cool to talk to and hang out with. I liked her a lot. Stuart Huff, every time he's in town, he's great. He's one of my favorites.
Didn't he put out an album somewhat recently?
Mm-hmm. God Hates Anne. That's what it's called.
It's available on Amazon and various places.
It's on Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. But yeah, he's really good. Chad Daniels, he's great to hang out with. Dan Cummins, he's awesome. Like, I've said all these names already, but they're just some of my favorites. I don't know.
So you go to movies a lot, right?
I do, yep.
You really appreciate cinema as a art form?
Yeah.
So you look for the cinematography and...
All the time. It's like I took the same class in high school twice. It was the film school where the film is literature. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I took that twice because I passed the first time, but I just wanted to make another movie and I had extra credits.
Mm.
So I took it again. And they were like surprised. They're like, why do you want to do that? And I was like, because it doesn't. Are you guys going to let me out of school? Early? No? Okay. Well, then I'm going to be here and doing something that I want to do. So,
go fuck yourselves.
Are you signed up for MoviePass?
I am not. I signed up for the AMC Theaters AMC Stubs card. So, I got points for all the movies that I saw. And then also, they had a thing going... where it was double points, so you'd get double points for your purchases. So I got that, and I have like $55 or $60 in rewards, and then also 4 free passes because the theater's fucked up when I went and saw them.
Ah.
So I have a ton of stuff through that. But
you ever go to Celebration? They do $5 movies on Tuesdays.
So does AMC.
Ah.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I've heard they've got nice chairs there now.
They do. They're great.
The reclining leather chairs. It's the former Star Theater on Alpine.
It's a staple.
Looks like you're writing some text there.
Is that against the rules?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just observing. I can't read it from this angle.
I'm so bad at cursive.
Who writes things anymore? It's 2017. It's like listening to a... CD.
CDs are the best. All right. Do do do, almost done. Do 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 do.
As a musician yourself, what musical styles are most interesting to you as an art form?
Probably storytelling. I like Bob Dylan a lot. I like literally all kinds of music except for the electronic kind of stuff because it's not real.
Mm. Not real.
It's like, it's, you know, it's all electronic and it's like, it's in a computer. It's like you could never recreate that with, you know, actual instruments.
Hmm. And that makes it lesser for you?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's like, I like the idea of creation. I don't know. It's like you're definitely still creating something and it still technically is art, but... I mean, it just seems like it doesn't take as much effort. I like effort in things, but I don't know. I've also never made electronic music, so I wouldn't know.
What is your favorite Bob Dylan album?
Blood on the Tracks.
Goofiest superhero ever?
Yeah.
Great.
Look at him.
Let me snap a... So I don't have to do that during the show next week. My favorite...
Oh, Bob to Dylan. Signify we're done.
Oh, thank you. My favorite Bob Dylan album is by Pink Floyd.
What is it? By Pink Floyd?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
By Pink Floyd by Bob Dylan.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. Is it on Spotify?
I don't know.
He might. You know what? He doesn't put everything on Spotify. Maybe that's why. I'm going to have to listen to him.
That was Let's Play Talk and Draw Art.
Oh, God, that was tough. That was very tough. I don't remember anything I said.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what it is. And I'm thinking of it towards you.
Okay.
It's a whole number, no fractions or decimals or anything.
14,000.
Even?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What were you thinking?
I can't tell
you. Oh, you can't tell me.
It's the same every episode.
Oh, okay. So no one's got it yet.
Yep. You got 2 digits correct, none of which are in the correct decimal place.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Is it? And then this is where just someone in a GIMP costume comes out and kills me.
No, I hope not. That'd be traumatizing for me. And
you guessed incorrectly. Time to die.
High stakes number guessing. I like that. I didn't want you to get murdered by a GIMP because that would traumatize me.
I know, like, right? It's just like,
that's
oh no.
Right where I went.
I hope you die, boy. But I hope I don't see it.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I'm going to read you the first part of a common phrase, and I'd like for you to please complete it for me in a non-traditional manner. So keep calm and...
Game on. Keep calm and game on.
I like that. All dogs go to...
Hell.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
I don't either.
Flattery will get you...
Nowhere. Oh, that's the actual phrase, isn't it?
Everywhere is the...
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, nowhere.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
Other people get what they want.
Yeah. If you can't take the heat...
Get out of the desert.
The bigger they are,
the smaller their dicks. Sorry. Not sorry. I'm not.
It's all relative, I suppose. That's why you get small potatoes with a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is like a box of...
lemons.
Mm. The only thing...
Life hands you a box of chocolates.
One day, it'd be nice. The only thing we have to fear is
Jigsaw. He's back.
Oh no! You've seen Saw movies?
I did. Yeah, I saw the new one.
How was it?
It was great.
Oh,
it was really good. I was surprised.
I watched, I think, all of them up to the 3D one.
That one is the worst. It's one of the worst abominations ever put out.
Yeah.
It is so terrible.
The concept was really, really interesting to me, and I just got in the habit of watching like every one, but like going back and thinking about it, like those are like traumatic to watch. Like people do really messed up stuff to each other.
Yeah, what I really liked about this one though is like it cut away from a lot of the gore. Like it was very artfully done.
Hmm.
It was really good.
The plot was great. The twist was good. I really dug it. I think it breathed life into it. And if this is what it actually ends on, that's great. And if it actually makes it so there's more of them, that's great too. Like, it's fine. It was really good.
Huh. Wubba Lubba.
I can't beat Rick Sanchez. Wubba Lubba Wub Wub.
All right. A bird in the hand is worth...
I just keep thinking of the actual phrase. A bird in the hand is worth... feathers that flock together. I don't know.
Knick, knack, paddy whack, give a dog...
a phone call.
Aw. If life hands you lemons...
it's like a box of chocolates. Let's just say that.
Forgive and...
forgive again.
The journey of 1,000 miles...
I've actually never heard that one.
Begins with a single step.
That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Just the end of it. Say it again. Say the thing again.
The journey of 1,000 miles...
I've never heard that one. There you go.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
activation?
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom...
farts.
That was words of wisdom.
I am cracking myself up, you guys.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch.
Elevator bitch?
Pitch.
Pitch with a P. Okay, I'm pitch. Sorry.
Yep. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, a political thing. You've got 30 seconds to sell it to me. Starting now.
Have you tried to do stand-up?
I have.
You have?
I have.
You have done it?
I do dog stuff at Dog Story Theater almost every Monday.
Okay. Well, have you come to Dr. Grin's at all?
I've seen a couple shows. Last one I went to was Nick Thune.
Oh, okay. I think I emceed that weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do at Stella's afterward.
That's right. Well, now I feel like Cameron. An asshole because I don't remember. I was probably really drunk. That's right, because I went out with Nick Thune. And anyway, you should try the open mic there. I'm pitching the idea to you because it's only like, have you wanted to do the open mic?
Not in particular.
You should do it. It's fun. It's 3 minutes. You get a dinner bell at 2, and it's very it's a lot of people, but they're very into it, and I think it'd be super fun for you. I think it'd be a new experience.
Interesting. I'll get your information to follow up on that.
That sounds good.
In the future.
So was that 30 seconds? I don't even know.
Close enough. I'm half sold so far. I'm intrigued.
Oh.
You got me on the hook.
Okay. Well, how about if you don't do it, then I'll kill your whole family. That'd be the worst. That would be the worst if it was like a hostage situation. You go tell 3 minutes of jokes. I don't care if you bomb. I don't care if you do well.
I think you've probably watched too many Saw movies.
No, not enough, man.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Dr. Grins. So if you could please improvise a short radio style ad for Dr. Grins.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that... What's that in the background?
That's the radiator.
Whatever. It's a radiator. Anyway, let's get back on track. Thanks for... Did you hear that sound? You should come out Thursdays to Dr. Grins because you're going to hear that sound 5 times. We have 5 open micers getting up. They're new. They're local. They're around town. You can listen to them tell new jokes or old jokes, they're polishing, they're working on them. Then you get to see a whole show of great comics that travel all over this country, all over this globe, in fact. Show starts at 8 o'clock on Thursday. And if you miss Thursday, well, guess what? You get a longer show on Friday and Saturday. We do 5:30 shows on Saturdays if you're one of the early bird special or you're really hungover from Saturday. You can come in and check out a great show, so come on down to the Bob.
God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Garrett, your professionalism and hard work is very apparent in your shows. I admire how refined and smooth your performances are. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Aw, thanks, man. You say that to everybody.
This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
I had a spring jacket that I really liked. It was white. It was really cool. I remember that. There's not much else that I remember. I remember moving constantly because my mom was a piece of shit. But, I don't really know. This is a fond memory, right?
Yes.
I don't have a lot. I hope I didn't make this awkward. I remember my grandma and my grandpa mostly going over to their place, and it's kind of like a safe haven of, you know, just overall love and good stuff. That was fun.
Thank you. I had some high C punch Ecto Cooler last night.
Oh.
And I hadn't had that in decades, probably.
I haven't had high C in a long time either.
It was very sweet, but it was interesting to have the flavor again.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever tried the Ecto Punch.
It's green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next segment is called Looking Forward. So what is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Probably, to be honest, when Dan Cummins comes here to the club.
When is that?
It is the end of this month. I can have the specific dates for you.
Yeah, this episode should be out in 2 weeks, so that would be good timing.
Yeah, November 30th through December 2nd. That's when he'll be here. But he runs a podcast called Time Suck, which is great because... that's an information episode. It's really great, but he goes or episode. It's an informational show, but he goes through a bunch of different topics, and it's called Time Suck because you kind of go down into the rabbit hole of learning about things. It's really interesting, but yeah, he'll be here, and his stand up is really good too. So,
is he doing a Thursday show?
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock.
I believe I have a pass somewhere that you gave to me a while ago
at Stella's
Holiday Bar.
Oh, okay.
Came out for one of the Monday
shows. Remember now. Now I remember. Yeah, I remember meeting you. I'm so sorry. God, this is so embarrassing.
It's all right.
Yep, that took me a second. Now I totally remember.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. So if you have any social media accounts that you would like to mention, yours or otherwise, or any upcoming events that you're excited about, please share them with us now.
Just find me on Facebook and Twitter. Handle on Twitter is at Garrett Elzinga, GerritElzinga. So, and just search that on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm always putting up new videos, and you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I think I have something on SoundCloud, just like all these different projects. Just find me and then talk to me and I'll send you all the links. Events coming up. New Year's is pretty exciting. We're going to have shows at Grins, and I'll be emceeing that, and
It's going to be packed in there, so get your tickets early. Joe List is going to be the headliner that weekend, and then also on New Year's Eve on Sunday. So that's always a fun time. People come out to the show, and then they can ring in the new year afterwards. So that one will be super fun. Other than that, not too much. Submitted to some festivals. Probably won't get in. It's usually how it goes. That's in the next coming year. So let's try and make 2018 the best year it can possibly be.
Yeah. And the barn was at...
Yeah, the barn on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Winning Losers on Bandcamp.
Yep.
Carrot Podcast. Where's that? A website?
That's on SoundCloud? iTunes and SoundCloud. Carrot. K-E-R-R-I-T.
And I'd also like to give a shout out to Tim Krause, who's graciously provided the intro and outro music for this season of the Grand Cast.
Hell yeah, Tim Krause.
Extremely talented. You can find him at TTT Types on Bandcamp, and I believe also SoundCloud. That's 4 T's total. And the final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer just one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Do not jerk off in front of women non-consensually.
Thank you so much for being here tonight, Garrett. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.
Ow, ow!
You are so engrossed, your apocalypse always, that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more, more, and yes, the lies are beautiful, I see them, but I don't believe them. Yeah, I can help you, I can help you, can help you, I can help you. Your honest love is hidden. So do you never change course, even if it was your life?